Alexandre Jean-Joseph Lariche de Le Pouplinier was well named. He was an enormously wealthy tax collector living in Paris in the 18th century. He had both the money and the interests to become a serious patron of the arts. His first marriage had ended very publicly when he discovered a secret passage into his wife's bedroom from an adjoining house, rented expressly for that purpose by the Duc de Richelieu. Thereafter, Le Pouplinier celebrated the anniversary of what he called his release with a musical fete. He moved to a chateau in Passy, a fashionable suburb west of Paris, where he lived in such luxury that it was observed that never before had a bourgeois lived in such a princely style. He established a private theatre in his chateau, where he staged his own comedies and alternated these with instrumental performances and operas. A true patron of the Enlightenment, he surrounded himself with men of letters and great thinkers of the times. The best singers from the opera and the most graceful dancers attended his suppers. A contemporary, Jean-François Marmontel, wrote the following. La Pouplinier's instrumentalists stayed in his house and rehearsed together each morning in the most marvellous harmony imaginable. The symphonies are to be performed in the evening. All the most skilled violinists came from Italy and were welcomed, housed and fed in his house, where each one, to the envy of all, shone in his concerts. The conductor of these concerts was none other than Rameau, and he managed to capture the cultured Pouplinier in one of his pieces, which is called Le Pouplinier. It's from the third of his rather exceptional pieces called Pieces de Clavecin en Concert, trio sonatas in which the harpsichord part is written out, not played from continuo. Here it is, played by Christophe Rousset and Les Talents Lyriques. Christophe Rousset and Le Talent Lyrique played La Pouplinière by Rameau. FMR.